The three girls are still here. I love that. That means that there are four of us in the mix over here on 102.3 Proclaim FM on a Monday evening. And we've got Olivia and Mackenzie. They are sisters. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, Robin.
And the reason they are is because their mother is exquisite.
Oh, yes, man. She is.
And it's true. Melanie, how are you, girl?
I'm just... I couldn't be any better. I mean, my girls are home visiting and, you know, just being able to spend time with them. And, you know, of course, I'm very happy.
Are there special things that you do for them when they are here?
We do. We try to do a few things. I'm not a baker, like you said at the beginning. I'm definitely not a baker, but we do other things. We spent a day shopping since they've been home. We go
to
our place that we like to go and have a nice lunch together. And, you know, even with the busyness of the week, we took that day and, you know, those are the things we like to do together.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's super fun. Aww. And cuddle up, right? Love on each other.
Yes.
All right. So you were talking about the importance of raising your children up in the way that they shall go.
Yes.
And I think that it's vitally important for all of us to hear this from your heart, if you don't mind. Because, you know, not everyone is on board with this necessarily, because the world is so enticing and it pulls us. And we're like, well, we have to have well-rounded kids, you know. And yes, that's true. It's not like, I mean, Mackenzie, you didn't suffer. You got to play volleyball and you did that.
Yes.
But volleyball wasn't your first priority.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
Okay. So go ahead, share.
You know, so I work in full-time ministry. You know, I work alongside my mom and dad for many years. And then obviously we lost my mom in 2020. And, you know, I still work alongside my dad in full-time ministry. The girls have grown up that way and were always at church. And I remember people saying to me sometimes, oh, man, your kids have to be there so much and they're there all the time. And, you know, that can't be good. Well, just the opposite. To me, if you can raise your children up in church and you can take them there whenever there's services or when there's youth services, things like that, children's services, to me, that is a life changer for them because growing up in that atmosphere, it's not about attending church. It's about going and being a part of the atmosphere of the presence of God.
Ooh, that's
when
good.
Worship is going on, when the word is being brought forth.
Yeah.
Even if your kids can't understand the word, it's still going into their spirit.
Yes.
They are getting more from it than you think they are.
Mm.
So our priority has always been church comes first, and then everything else wraps around that. So, for instance, with Mackenzie and volleyball, there was the opportunity to play club volleyball. We did pursue it. We looked into it. But there were too many weekends that she was going to have to be gone. And she made the decision, because I would have made it for her, but she made the decision that I don't want to miss that many weekends of church.
How old were you when that happened?
I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it was my choice at the end of the day. They gave me the freedom to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to follow the voice of the Lord. I didn't feel peace about it because what's more important, you know? And for the time that I didn't play club, I wholeheartedly believe the Lord made up for that supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would go to college coaches and they would come to me saying, I would have never have guessed that you didn't play club.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord makes up for those things when you put him first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think the key is not making people feel bad about where they are. If they choose to do that for their family, that's their choice, and I'm not putting them down. I just think church has to become your family's priority, and you have to wrap the rest of life around that because the world is so enticing and the world is loud. And if they don't have influence of the church and the word of God and the presence and the anointing of God on a weekly basis, they're not going to survive this world, because the world is going to become stronger and louder and more of a voice in their ears than the word of God is. And so I just say, I've seen it my whole life. I've seen families who did not make it the priority, and I've seen the families who have made it the priority, and there is a difference. And I can attest to that with my daughters, because it's not me, and it's not my husband, and it's not my father or my mother. It's none of our influence on them. The Lord specifically spoke to them and moved in their lives because they were there to hear him.